the Son, of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Yesterday, we contemplated the great reality of grace that operates within the Holy Trinity, with the Holy Triduum, sorry. Starting yesterday with Holy Thursday, we were able to experience him in the Garden of Gethsemane, where we spent time with our Lord in his last hours on earth. And today we have arrived to Good Friday, the mystery of our Lord's cross and death. So today we come to that great moment of which John tells us is his great hour. This is the moment where he wins for us salvation. As God himself, the second person of the Holy Trinity, he is able to atone for all the sins of all mankind. Out of sheer love for us, he offers himself in totality. Even though a single drop of his blood would have been sufficient at his circumcision, he offers himself completely and unreservedly back to the Father. So when we come to this great day, is it really difficult for us to love someone who already loves us so much? Is it really that difficult for us to be able to endure some sort of suffering? Even teachers who are rioting because they get one fraction of 1% away from their benefits, and yet they make the children suffer by causing a riot and don't go to school. Is that really suffering well? We don't have those sort of examples within our society anymore that we suffer well. So here on this Good Friday, we're able to see the perfect sacrifice of Jesus Christ, the second person of the Most Holy Trinity, offer himself back to the Father. So all grace, even the sacramental grace that we receive in the Holy Eucharist, all flows from this one day. When our Lord's sacrifice on the cross is complete, all grace is open. All grace comes from this one great hour. And that is why we must approach this Good Friday with zeal and with love for our Lord, that we may be open to all these graces that he pours forth. And today we have that extreme example in the crucifixion, and we have that great opportunity for us when we venerate the crucifix, that we don't just venerate a blessed corpus on the cross, but within this crucifix we have a relic of the true cross. So today we can really imagine ourselves at the foot of the cross where Jesus Christ himself is, and we can venerate it with an upgraded ardor, with an upgraded zeal. Because without this zeal, how can we ourselves get to that last moment of our life when we, right before we pass through the threshold of death, how can we not have hope? We must have hope, and this day gives us that hope. Let us pray, dearly beloved, for the Holy Church of God. Let our God and Lord be pleased to give her peace, to guard her and to unite her throughout the whole world, and grant that leading our life in tranquility and quiet, we may glorify God the Father Almighty. Let us kneel.